Immediate gratification is one way to interest kids in gardening, and a snack garden can provide just that. More on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Spring is here, and as the weather warms up, we want to enjoy the outdoors, looking and feeling better. But to do that, we must shed those winter pounds. But how do you do that? If you've been battling excess weight and sick and tired of extra pounds, MeltingBelly.com has free information now about the discovery of a new two-minute ritual, a ritual so powerful it's saving lives. This two-minute ritual reverses the symptoms of diabetes, saving people from the effects of heart disease, and restoring youthful energy that was believed to be lost forever. This two-minute ritual requires no strenuous exercise, no restrictive diets, no dangerous supplements, no special gadgets, and no tasteless foods, but it does remove dangerous pounds of belly fat. For free information, go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. For free access to the two-minute ritual and restoring your life, visit MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 9th, the 99th day of the year. And the U.S. Civil War effectively ended on this day in 1865 with Robert E. Lee's surrender at Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia. Trying to get the kids more interested in vegetables, how about a snack garden? Sometimes called pick-and-eat gardens, they're a great way to change adolescent minds about the goodness of veggies. We think there are three secrets to snack garden success. First, choose crops that are relatively quick and easy to grow. Next, opt for vegetables that can be picked and eaten immediately after harvest. And finally, focus on sweetness and color for an easier sell to kids. Cherry tomatoes, carrots, beans, and sugar snap peas all fit those criteria nicely. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more great gardening tips at almanac.com.